This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Tomorrow is Municipal Election Day in Texas, and at stake are city council seats, school board positions, in some locations hospital board seats, and bond elections. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you've been listening to the forecast, you know we've got more rain coming all the way through Monday. This on top of the rain we've seen the last few weeks. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is keeping a close eye on lake levels and the potential for flooding. Clay Church is with the Corps office in Fort Worth.
Currently, we are releasing some of the floodwaters out of Louisville Lake and continue to watch downstream to ensure that we don't cause any problems on downstream.
He says there's still room left in reservoirs for all the excess water. Paris police have released an update on the accident involving a bicycle and an SUV that claimed the life of 44-year-old Mark Anthony Calloway Jr. The intoxication manslaughter with a vehicle charge on 44-year-old Corey Wayne Luck has been reduced to driving while intoxicated second due to investigations from the accident reconstruction team. Luck does have one prior DWI on his criminal history. The investigation is ongoing. A former student teacher at Durant Middle School has been found guilty in federal court of sexual exploitation of a then 14-year-old student. Court documents show the sexual abuse committed by 25-year-old Ryan Capps happened between September and November of 2022. He has not yet been sentenced. The 36th annual Uncle Jesse's Big Bass Classic will take place at Pat May's Lake tomorrow, with fishing beginning at 6 a.m. Registration wraps up today at 6 p.m. at Brannon's Bass Shop, Mike's Custom Paint and Body, Homer's Quick Stop, and Liberty National Bank. There will be lots of payouts and prize money in multiple categories. Proceeds benefit Denver Piles Children's Charities to provide assistance to children or youth with special needs. Brandon Wayne Gines was arrested in Hopkins County on an outstanding felony warrant. He's accused of forgery of a financial instrument, money, or securities. No other information was released, and at last report, he remained behind bars. The Northeast Texas Choral Society members present its 26th annual spring concert, I Saw the Light, on Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, May 5th at 2 p.m. in the Sulphur Springs High School Auditorium. Tickets are on sale at singerscount.org/shop from any singer and at local banks. This is a concert of American traditional music from sacred, spiritual, and gospel sources. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.